It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Bowling Green, Ohio, about an hour south of Detroit. One of the unsung heroes of a team that made it to the Frozen Four got there because a transfer from Wayne State in Detroit got the puck through for the game-winning goal in the CHA tournament. Bucky's Legends next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Wayne State folded their hockey program following the 2007-2008 season. The 08-09 season, Bemidji State went to the Frozen Four. With a transfer from Wayne State, being an instrumental part of the game-winning goal in the CHA tournament that propelled the Beavers to the national tournament. At the John Glass Fieldhouse, game-winning goal in overtime against Robert Morris, face-off win by Matt Reed, back to Ryan Adams. Adams got the puck through, Reeder tapped it in, Beavers to the national tournament. In the national tournament, Beavers beat Cornell 4-1. Beavers scored three goals in the third period to beat Cornell, getting the Beavers on the board first. You got it, Ryan Adams. His head coach, Tom Ceratori.
Well, Adgie's just, again, he's honest as a day is long. He's a defensive defenseman. He's always played on the right side of the puck. He competed hard. He was kind of like one of those coaches' dreams. You knew what you were going to get out of Adgie, game in and game out. Like, he never cheated the game. He never did more than he was supposed to. Those guys, you know, when they play the way they do right there, you just keep putting them over the boards. And then what happens, I believe in karma, and if they play the game as honest as the day is long, eventually they're going to get some offensive opportunities, and they cash in. And he cashed in against Cornell, which was a huge goal. Cornell was pretty good with the lead. I mean, I think their goals against that year was like 1.6, something like that. And Adgie started it off for us. And again, you're spot on. He got that shot through against Robert Morris. So, you know, Adgie was a great Beaver.
Coach Ceratori bringing in a transfer from Wayne State, a no-brainer. They knew what they were getting.
We played against Ryan Adams a ton. We watched him so much in junior hockey. We felt like it was just a good match here at Bemidji State, to be honest with you.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.